Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's a little Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you regardless of whether you got a business you're starting, you're trying to grow, or one you're trying to get rid of. We've got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the new video we have there. And we posted at least one new one every week now. Our good friend Sam Norwood is with us. Sam is with Tatum LLC. He's brought the survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, the order backlogs, I know your 60-day outlook. I'm trying to look at the numbers here and your indicators here, Sam. How can you have an upward arrow for 60-day outlook, but order backlogs, which is what I call the sales pipeline, is flat? How does that work?
Yep. Well, I think there are two reasons for this. First, it is the order backlogs, orders on hand that are not yet delivered, are flat, and I think that the reason for that is that not all businesses have order backlogs. Some just deliver right away and just don't carry backlogs, mm-hmm. don't report them.
Shorter selling cycles.
Exactly, very short. And the ones that have the order backlogs, such as usually manufacturers will have them, and manufacturing is still very slack. So the backlogs for manufacturers are flat, but overall business conditions, including everyone, manufacturers or not, is more optimistic, more positive than it has been in the past 30 days. So it's hard to reconcile. If things look good overall, why shouldn't we have strong order backlogs? And I think the answer is that the non-manufacturing businesses, service businesses, are looking stronger than the
retail side, more of the Main Street side, is stronger than the commercial side from the industrial side.
Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it. Or another way of putting it is manufacturers are still weak, while service companies are the strongest segment that we that we see.
Well, and you know, more and more of our economy is focused service. You know, I saw an article. I reported actually on an article in National Geographic from a year ago, Sam. The numbers became part of some reporting that I did on global customers, global prospects, and globally, more people are working in services than in any other industry, any other sector, I should say, around the globe right now.
Well, isn't that interesting? And here's one other trend that is hidden in this is this. That is, manufacturers have a larger service content in what they do than they used to. That is, they are providing services along with their products to their customers.
Right.
And that gets hidden. If they're fundamentally a manufacturer, you don't see the service content. But that's rising a lot.
That's a really excellent point, Sam. And if you think about it, in the old days, I was just talking about this in the previous half hour, Sam. Back when you and I were coming up as pups, if you pulled up to a plant, the guy mowing the yard and the guy painting the wall were all employees, and their jobs were considered part of the manufacturing process.
That's right.
But now with the breakup of those jobs and the outsourcing of them to other companies, that guy painting the wall, that guy mowing the yard, they're now considered service jobs, even though they're doing the same work that the guy did 30 years ago. So that's, I'd never thought about that till you and I started talking about this. That's one of the explanations for how we're still making stuff, but services are on the rise.
That's very interesting point, isn't it? That's
I just got through talking about that, and I wasn't smart enough to make that point till I talked to you, Sam.
Well, see,
I know. Listen, I say that all the time. If you want to get smarter, talk to Sam Norwood. But no, seriously, that is a very I'm going to have a new point to make with folks when they talk about manufacturing is dropping. It may not be so much. It may be that we're stratifying the different jobs more specifically than we used to.
Yep, it could be. That's a very interesting thing to think about.
Capital expenditures are down or flat, Sam. What's up with that?
Even
though capital availability and pricing are up, the money they can get the money, they're just not buying.
Yep, I think it's a statistical pause here. Usually, people will spend more when things are looking pretty good, and there's a lagging indicator because you take several months of things looking better, then capital expenditure requests are approved, and then after that, the commitments are made. So this is a lagger. We would have expected green arrows on this because we've had three months of solid gains. So it was surprising to us. I don't have a good explanation for that. And that's why I come back to the theme this month seems to be, pause.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what we're reading in the newspapers and despite what we've seen the last 3 months, we maybe are taking just a short breather, and part of that is in the past 30 days, we just did not commit as much to capital expenditures as we did. And one other thing, Jim, is that maybe this could be one of the effects as well. You remember last year, we could take the full tax deduction on capital expenditures.
Yep.
And we may be seeing now a little lag as a result of cramming things into 2011.
Until that gets fixed. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to explain why President Obama isn't using any of Sam's numbers in his announcements about jobs.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.